We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
One, two, three! On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College. Welcome to the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by The Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Great Dane Hilldale. We welcome you to the Paul Christ Radio Show. We are live here this week. We'll be pre-recorded the remainder of the Badger football season, but a nice crowd coming out on a Thursday night. Room for you if you are in the area as we sit down with Badgers head coach Paul Christ. It is homecoming week and the homecoming game Saturday afternoon against the Michigan State Spartans, a team that took a bump on last Saturday night against Ohio State. It was kind of a strange game. The first quarter, the Spartans held the Buckeyes to just 16 yards of offense, but in the second quarter, Ohio State got it cranked up and they got the running game going, got hitting on all cylinders really in the second quarter. The Spartans in the second half played Ohio State pretty much to a standoff, but the Buckeyes won, and handily so. But make no mistake, Michigan State is real. It's a very good defense. It was the best rush defense in college football last year, and it is among the better defenses this season, even though the numbers got a little knocked out of whack because of what Ohio State was able to do on the ground last week. But still, Spartans can be very stingy against the run. Should be a good matchup as these teams meet for the first time since 2016 and for the first time here at Camp Randall since 2012. Our coverage on Saturday starts at 12:30. The kickoff of the Badgers and the Spartans will be at 2:30 Central Time. Badger fans, remember this football season to visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and enter your chance for your chance to win a Badger VIP experience. 4 lucky families will be selected to receive the ultimate game day experience and compete for cash on the field at halftime. The Badgers and the Spartans coming up on Saturday. We'll get to that. We'll put a bow on last week's final non-conference game. Another shutout, the third of the year for Wisconsin, coming off the 48-0 win against Kent State. Get you caught up on all things Badger football. The head coach coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Christ knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimbrick Buick GMC part of my game plan.
More Buick GMC buyers choose Zimbrick Buick GMC than any other dealer in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Meet our winning team at Zimbrick Buick GMC East and West.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
Culver's Restaurants and the Wisconsin Badgers are calling all families. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant today and register for your chance to become the Badger VIP family at an upcoming UW football game. For select games between now and October 12th, one lucky family will win a Badger VIP experience that includes tickets to the game, pregame sideline access, a Badgers and Culver's gift pack, and a chance to compete in the Culver's Pass for Cash on field at halftime. Culver's, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Badger football is back and the Great Dane is ready. Why tackle traffic? The Great Dane offers shuttle services from all Madison locations for every Badger football home game. Don't worry about game day traffic. Let the Great Dane get you to the game. Head to your favorite location and hop on the shuttle. Shuttle details available at greatdanepub.com. Easy parking, a hassle-free ride, great food and drinks before and after the game make the Great Dane Pub and Brewing a winning game plan for any Badger fan. On Wisconsin!
Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, it's your destination for game day gatherings, and it's your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor along the Badger Sports Network as we come to you from the Great Dane Hilldale here tonight with the Paul Christ Radio Show, Badgers and Michigan State. And we're visiting this morning, Paul, about this is, you know, the topic comes up every year because this is a pretty wide, highly regarded academic institution, and you're deep enough into the semester now where they have their football commitments locking in on Michigan State, but exams are coming up, you know, papers start to come due around this time. It's all those things that most of us on the outside as fans of the game can easily forget, but for the players, it's very real right now, academically as well as athletically.
It truly is real, and you know, it's part of it, and that's why I've always admired about the players and the guys, because they do a great job of really handling a number of different things. You know, everyone's got the football, everyone's got the academics, and then there's something, you know, family or, you know, social, girlfriend, whatever that may be, and they have to, and they get to, and they learn to manage it all. And it is, and it's a good reminder for coaches too that, you know, that is our job. And when we see them, it's about football, but there is a lot going on. And like you said, you know, this week and next week are big on the midterms, and, you know, papers being done, and that, you know, you got to get some work done. And so I think you got to just make sure you're aware of it as a coach. You know, what I like and appreciate about the kids, too, is they want to do well in both of them. You know, they want to do well on the field, and they want to do well in the classroom. I think that's that competitiveness that you appreciate out of them.
I'm curious. You were able to play so many players last Saturday. Did you see a little bounce in the step of some guys who hadn't been on the field this week in practice where finally they got an opportunity?
You know, I think that it's I think the group's been good. I think that's one of the things that I appreciate about the group is I didn't see a marked difference. Okay. You know, that they're, I think they kind of stepped it up probably 2-3 weeks ago where our scout teams were playing a little bit better. They were competing more so. And so I think that it's not a huge difference. But I appreciate that because it wasn't, you know, a chain reaction to, oh, now that I've played, I get to do this. And I think they're smart enough to know, too, that you got to put the work in before, and that gives you a chance to play. And I think that's also why so many of our guys were excited to see the other ones playing, because they see how they work day in and day out and what they're doing. And so when they get the opportunity, and Matt and I were talking earlier today that, you know, there's playing and then there's getting meaningful reps. And what's that really mean? I think the meaningful reps are where, you know, you have a series and then you come off and then you do another series. And really what you're presented with is a number of different game situations. And, you know, it's not just on, oh, I was in on four plays and I, you know, made one tackle or the ball never came my direction, right? There's enough things that happened and special team guys played on it. It was a good for a lot of guys.
Oh, it's cool to see Jack Dunn score and how excited his teammates were that the Jack got the football.
That's what it was. It was, you know, certainly, you know, I think any time that, you know, that's a, it's a moment, right? And I think everyone that does that appreciates that. But the energy for, like you said, the guys around, for him getting that, it was that was the best part about it.
You mentioned the scout team a couple minutes ago. If you noticed a difference, this is the second year now with the redshirt rule where you can play in four games and preserve a redshirt. So guys who might, like at this time of year, well, you're probably not going to play. Well, maybe you will now. Have you noticed a difference in practice and the approach with some of those guys?
You know, I think that it's they don't know what to expect when they come. You know, so it's not, they don't know anything different. You know, I find myself a lot speaking to them, right? We're working our kickoff cover, for instance. And the guys that are on the kickoff return, like, okay, this, you got to work. This is, you got to get good at this because this could be your first snap playing here. And then the same thing, you know, on the special teams. And I think that's where you really try to drill it in. But those freshmen don't know anything different. So it's hard to say, boy, it's changed a lot, right? Because okay. They just come in and they're freshmen. Their brains aren't fully developed yet, you know. And so you go and – but they're learning how – and you know what was a good reminder was when we were out recruiting and we went to a couple practices. And it was good for us. And Joe Rudolph and myself went to one. We're like, this is good for us to remember, like, this is what their world is. And when they come to ours, it, for some programs, it's a drastic difference. And so I think they're taking in so much. And, you know, to this point now, you've had camp and they've been around it. Like, I don't feel like we're teaching them how to practice, but I don't know that they know. I think they know, and it does give them some motivation. Like when you say, hey, this could be your first snap, they're not picturing it for next year. It might be this year.
Yeah.
And so I think that way it does help.
And they're still checking the boxes, right? Because we talked about that, the, you know, first road game check, first home game check. Well, first time through now, game six, you got midterms check.
Right.
It's a first, you know, we think about the freshman sensation. The vast majority, maybe their heads are still swimming at times, right? The first time going through this, that, and the other.
That's why you appreciate so much when they do or are able to perform at a high level. And, you know, we've got some doing that. Really, every year you've got some doing that. But because there is so much going on, and yet they don't know probably any different. This is what college is. But there is a lot to manage. And again, you try to help them, and you try as a coach. And you know, we're fortunate here. We got a lot of different support people, whether it's an academic advisor or whether it's, you know, tutors and whatnot. But you're all trying to help prepare them for, okay, this is around the bend. But you still, I think, have to, fortunately or unfortunately, you have to experience it yourself. You know what I mean? And you've got guys that, you know, and you talk to them. Okay, well, what do you got coming up? And I got a paper here. Have you started it here? And you know, they tell you and you believe them, but you know, do you really have it? I've been thinking about it. It's like that with my own kids, you know. So
is roster management something you talk about on a weekly basis or not with your assistants on players who might be candidates to compete now? I don't know, how do you handle that type of thing?
You definitely do it. I don't know if it's necessarily week to week because there's a developmental period for it, and we've had enough conversations too that you know, some freshmen aren't playing. Probably, you know, they got injured early in camp, and then they're not really kind of caught up to speed on it yet. But that's been fun to see them starting to develop. And they'll tell you when you start noticing them on some things, then that means they're ready. Because I think it's still, you want to take advantage of that rule. But I think it's important as a coach, they still have to be ready for it. And they still have to give you
something. So you're
something.
Just not going to play them in two or three games.
Yeah, just to say we played the games, yeah. Right? Because you're also then taking away, if you really value snaps, if we as coaches and players, there's a lot of guys that snap is also coming. It's one less snap someone else is going to get. So they still have to be able to bring something to it. And I think that's what's kind of neat. It takes care of itself on the field. Like, you earn the right. You know, if you're doing a good job, then you'll earn that right. And I think you want that to where everything is earned. You know, that's, I think it's better.
All right, Badgers hosting the Spartans of Michigan State on Saturday, 2:30 kick at Camp Randall Stadium. Paul Chris Show all season long, brought to you by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend. We'll take a break, back with more coming up shortly on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your Badgerland Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Badger football. When it's game time in Madison, the go-to truck is none other than the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado, the strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. From horsepower to towing to torque, it tackles the toughest jobs with aggressive capability. The all-new Silverado, it's talent you can depend on. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer today and visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville. Since 1945, they've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the Big Red Machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
There are two types of people, doers and everyone else. They're the hardworking people who roll up their sleeves and get it done. The builders, the fixers, the creators. From large machine operators to small business owners and all the others who do the work that matters, Fabic Cat is here to help you along the way. As your Caterpillar dealer for industry-leading equipment, service, and support, we strive to help our customers build a better world. Together, let's do the work. Learn more at FabicCat.com. Fabic Cat, proud to support Badgerland.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Dane County matches of the week are Big Brother Ryan Wild, Little Brother Antonio, and Big Brother Brett Yarchin, Little Brother Jamario. Ryan and Brett work in tech support over at Epic Systems. They were matched with their littles here in the past year. They enjoy going out to eat, as they are doing tonight, watching sports, playing sports when the opportunity arises. And we welcome them here tonight. You can transform our community like Ryan and Brett and join more than 500 other caring mentors scores and being a defender of potential. For more information, contact Big Brothers Big Sisters at Dane County at bbbsmadison.org or call 608-661-5437 as we continue with the Paul Christ Radio Show. As you know, in a few minutes into the show now, we should probably mention the tailback is still pretty good. Jonathan Taylor. There's probably, it's hard to come up with anything new other than, and you said this, and it bears repeating, we can't take this for granted. It's unbelievable what this guy is doing. Embrace every rep he's out there on the field.
I really do feel that, and I have been so fortunate to be around, you know, different guys that are at a different level, you know, great ones. And it is something really special. And I'm lucky because you get to be around him every day and how he handles it. And it is, you know what's pretty fun is that all of us, and we had one in last week and the long run, and Chris Orr was, and he just looked at me like, that was pretty cool. You know, and so you're talking about guys that see him all the time, and you see that out of, you know, it's interesting that it's unfortunate, but, you know, we practice so much, and you see so many plays being made throughout that, and we've got all visions in our head, but really fans only see it, it has to happen in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I do think that's so important to remind people that this is special, and boy, has Wisconsin been, and it's awesome, but, you know, there's been some great running backs, and there's been great players. And, you know, you've seen him shoot. We talked about that, I don't know when we were talking about, but, you know, J.J. had a great weekend. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you see what Russell's doing. And then, yep. you know, Alec Ingold was on the highlights. And when do they talk about a fullback on the NFL highlights?
Right.
You know, it's a quick, you know, and you just see all this happening. And it's like, appreciate and enjoy it while you can. I keep telling myself that.
The one thing you notice when you talk to some of your offensive linemen is the connection that they have with this greatness in JT. They really do, and I think you see it all the time.
They do, and it's a neat group, first of all. And I think JT, like you hear us and we talk about why he's special and all that. Obviously, he's very talented, but I think what makes you feel that he's unique is – and we got a lot of good people, but it's the combination of everything. Like, they truly care about each other. And they, you know, Tyler Biadasz will say something to him, and JT's ears will perk up. Like, he will listen because they respect each other. And I think they're also smart enough to know they're all working for each other. You know, and I think that sometimes gets lost, too. But let's face it, the linemen are smart. They know, boy, he made that. Made us look pretty good, and
well,
then JT does the same thing. I mean,
that's the comment I hear a lot. I said, oh, JT will make us right if we're a little bit. He'll make us right.
Yeah,
and I heard that from two or three different linemen.
And I think, you know, that's a great, if you can play that way, where you're not concerned. If I think back to when we played, and some of the coaches have been around, you know, there's a huge pressure of don't screw up and don't do this. And I think there's no way you're going to be the best player you can be worrying about that. And it does take time, you know, growth, but when you have guys around you that, you know what, I just ran into Billy Merrick when I was leaving.
Oh, wow.
And Billy, and he was talking about, we were just talking about a couple of things. He goes, boy, I always loved it when I didn't have to worry about someone else doing their job. He goes, I felt like I played better. And if you think about that, if you can trust yourself and kind of cut it loose and also trust those around you where you don't feel like you have to. I thought TJ and Ryan last year tried to comp. There was a little stretch where they were so concerned about, because they knew, like, mm-hmm. okay, this isn't maybe how it should look.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it robbed them of a little bit of deal. I remember taking them on the field and just those two. And I said, all right, go to your spot. Make a call and go to your spots. There's a lot of field. You know, look around. There's a lot of field. Like, you can't
right.
do it all.
Wait, a guy who's kind of fitting the description of just going out and letting it rip right now is Zach Vaughn, right? You just talk about linebackers. He's becoming a pretty tough dude to block. At least he has been in the first five games.
Right, and that's and it's been fun to see his enjoying it and his confidence grow with that. And what's also been fun is that other people are noticing that. You know, the protections are starting to come down. So now there's a new challenge. That's why it's there's always a challenge. It doesn't matter what it is. There's always a challenge, and if you embrace it and hit it head on. And what I've really – Zach is a great example. He chose to be different and truly attack this year. I remember he just came back from break, from Christmas or, you know, winter break, and sat in there, and from that day on – and he did everything, and he did extra before, but it was a conscious decision that I'm going to make the most this year. And Chris Orr lives that, you know, to no end. And we got some underclassmen that are doing that too, you know, and those are fun to be around.
Yeah. Zach was telling me that during the winter conditioning, when he was one of the captains designated, I think Ross and you guys picked out four to lead certain groups of teammates,
right,
that really impacted what he needed to do and his leadership skills. Did you see that developing there too?
Absolutely. And you saw with him that, you know, it meant something. And if, you know, there's a little bit of there's a process when you go from maybe not being one of the leaders and you look around like, we need that. And you know what? Everyone's starting to look at me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to his credit, he embraced that. And you know what? If I'm going to be a leader, then I got to do, right? There's that pressure that is a healthy pressure that, okay, then I got to make sure I'm doing everything right. And,
you know, it's a lead by example, right?
Yeah. And yet confident and being vocal. And I think you can help a little bit, but when they take it, and it's authentic right now with him. You know, Chris Orr had that at an early age.
Yeah.
You know, he had it. I remember his freshman year. You know, we were getting ready to play against LSU. Or I guess it was sophomore year. And he took the whole group, and this is what we're doing. He's, you know, second year in the program. Some guys have, but it's been fun to see Zach's growth and all that.
Chris Orr is funny. I was talking to him this week. You just seem like you're so prepared. You can play fast. And he says, yeah, I really love the mental aspect. It's my favorite part. Well, wait a minute. Let me stop. No, I like the physical part.
Yeah, exactly.
He just likes to go hit people, and it runs in the family. Though, I guess,
it is,
right?
And it's and he's the youngest, and it's he has been so much fun to be around.
Oh,
you know what? It's contagious.
Yeah.
You know that when you see guys truly enjoying every day, and that's what he's doing, and I think that's rubbed off on a lot of guys, and
yeah,
certainly more than Chris. But
well, you can speak to it better than anyone. He's really grown up from those first couple of years, hasn't he? And I mean, in some ways, he still has a great enthusiasm,
yeah,
and excitement. But he's grown up.
And they do. And I think that's what I was talking about this with John Settle, our running backs coach. And you know, it's a neat opportunity for us. You know, we were talking about freshmen earlier, and you know, they come in and you love what they bring, but to see them grow and evolve, that's probably one of the very best parts of the job.
We will take a break. When we come back, we'll get a little thumbnail sketch of the Spartans. Michigan State coming to town Saturday, 2:30 kick at Camp Randall Stadium. Back in a moment here at the Great Dane Hilldale on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds, to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist? Someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst? A person who studies DNA? A geneticist? Who researches markets? An economist? Who handles employees? An HR manager? And someone who does all these things? A farmer. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
Badgers head coach Paul Chryst knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimbrick Buick GMC part of my game plan.
More Buick GMC buyers choose Zimbrick Buick GMC than any other dealer in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Meet our winning team at Zimbrick Buick GMC East and West.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best BMX freestylers when it comes to driving.
Do that? Drunk? Dude, that would be really crazy.
Because you can't rock a Superman on the trails if you're a trashed man in cuffs heading to jail. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
At UW Health, our pediatric transplant teams are working to save the lives of our smallest patients. As one of the nation's largest transplant centers, our experts have saved more children's lives than any other program in the state. And we're currently researching new ways to reduce the need for lifelong medications following a transplant. So, in the end, not only do these children receive the organs they so desperately need, but live happy and healthy lives as well. UW Health. Remarkable.
Week, homecoming game, 2:30 kick at Camp Randall. Wisconsin and Michigan State, first time the Spartans have come to Camp Randall in 7 years, 2012. Badgers last faced Michigan State and East Lansing back in 2016. Such is life in the 14-team league. Some teams kind of cycle off and then get back on. The one thing, though, even though, Paul, it's been a while, they still look nasty, and they play that way defensively. Big dudes run well. They're smart. They had a bad quarter.
Yep.
Against, and really, that it's almost as simple as that in a lot of ways, right, last week?
Against a really good Ohio State team.
Yeah.
And you do. You watch them, and obviously, you know, we've got the whole season, and it's every bit what you think about in the sense of, all right, they got big physical defensive linemen, linebackers that are active as heck, and they do a great job of, you know, their middle of the linebackers always seem like the great players, and secondary that is, you know, physical. It's going to be a very physical game, and, you know, our guys are looking forward to that, but it's going to be a challenge, and it's going to be whatever you get, you're going to have to earn. And, you know, I think the same thing, you know, for our defense, you know, offensively, they've got some very good skilled people and physical up front and a veteran quarterback. You got a quarterback that's been through a lot and seen a lot. And so there's a number of things, and then special teams. You know, neither one of us is going to try to necessarily trick the other. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to just playing good football, and it'll be a physical game.
Brian Lewerke is back to where he was prior to being banged up last year. I think he's starting to play to the level of 2017, but he's a dual threat QB. Can hurt you and escape the pocket when he has to, can he?
He really can. He's talented, and you know, I don't know this, but when you watch him on film, and I remember watching him last year, and you said that, you know, there's a tough guy, and I think loves competing, loves playing, and I think he knows his teammates, does a good job of, you know, kind of making those around him better too. And so it's a good football team. I've got a lot of respect for Coach D'Antonio. I think what he's done and done for a long time, you know, and I he's a heck of a football coach, and I think they take on his personality, and it's a good football team.
Yeah, it's one of those, it's a cliche maybe, but here it comes anyway. They're going to give you 60.
Right.
Right. Because the Ohio State game last week, they could have just rolled over in the second quarter. They didn't. Uh-uh. So there you go.
Right.
That's the indicator that they're going to hit you for 60.
And it's, you know, any game, and you can probably go back. You guys have both seen a ton of games, but, you know, those four or five, if they make this play, mm-hmm. you know, it's a whole different storyline, you know, in the game going. But they will, you know, you're going to get their best, and we're going to give them our best. And like I said, everything you get, you'll have to earn.
You get into a stretch now, too, where you played your last non-conference game. The focus has been good nonetheless. And I think, as some of the players were talking about it, even though you stepped out of the Big Ten last week, it didn't impact them like maybe outsiders thought it might. So that's probably a compliment to the way they understand what's asked of them and then go out and do it.
Yeah, and just because you talk it and say it, and you know, and that could even come from within the locker room, right? You still have to own that, and that's, I think that's what I appreciate. I felt that, you know, through the preparation of that week, you know, and it. And you want to just keep reminding them, I mean, these opportunities are limited. And you spend so much time working for these moments, and just you got to maximize them. And what's that mean? You just go all in. And it's a different world. You know, you just, it's truly, you know, the games are week to week. And all that matters is that game. But then you can scale it back, and all that matters is having a good Monday and then having a good Tuesday. And there's a buildup for it. And I think the guys, for the most part, are doing that. And it's, and while they're doing that, like we talked about at the very start of the show, you know, they're also having to navigate a lot of different other things. And if you can help guide them, and that's why I like this group and appreciate it. And looking forward to, you know, there's nothing like game day. And, you know, that's why you do all this. And yet, to maximize that opportunity, I think you got to keep stacking days on top of each other, and they've done a good job of that.
Before we let you go, I know there's been the honorary captain for every home game, and Chris Maragos was back last week. We talk about a great story, and you mentioned a while ago the beauty of this. You get to see guys kind of grow as people and as well as players on this current team. Chris Maragos, you talk about a story, and a heck of an NFL career.
Oh,
it had to be cool for you guys who remember him from his days as a Badger to see him come back.
It was really neat. And I've been, you know, I feel spoiled because, you know, I knew him, a lot of these, you know, either knew him when my dad was coaching and you grew up and you're kind of the fan of him. And like I talked earlier, when I saw Billy Mack, that's still a big deal. That's pretty
Absolutely.
Cool. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Billy All-American. And then, you know.
That
but
was
then
a Jim Mott thing. All-American, right?
Yeah, yep. And then you get you guys that you're around and coach, and then to see what they've done afterwards. And we've talked about this a number of times. You're just kind of, where are they progressing? Because, you know, you care a ton about them, and you love seeing it. But it was awesome having Chris back. And the other thing that's fun is, you know, the ones that come, you always extend an invite, you know. We have some guys that ain't even not the honorary captain, but they come back and like, mm-hmm. you know, can we get some clam chowder at the end time? You know, you, absolutely. Come on and let's go. And the, you know, the things that they remember, and that's where there is a lot that goes on. And obviously we all point to game day, mm-hmm. but there is so much time you're with them. And if at the end of their experience, all you had to talk about was the games, you missed it. And that's what was fun to see with Chris. And yet I was talking to him, and he stayed after dinner, and we were just kind of visiting how he'd love to talk to the other guys. And, you know, we're going to try to get him back because what he's gone through and his journey
yep.
is so impressive. And yet, probably if we're honest, every guy's got that. It's a different storyline, but everyone's mm-hmm. got their story. Everyone's got their journey. And to see how they come work through it and come out of it, it's That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fun to see him. And I know among the things this Saturday, the College Football Hall of Fame folks are in town. Joe Thomas will be recognized. He'll be inducted in New York City in December. So it's a lot of fun memories.
The start of his circuit, right?
I know, the Hall of Fame year for Joe Thomas. It doesn't stink to be him. So appreciate your time. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks so much.
All right, Badgers head coach Paul Christ here at Great Day in Hilldale. We'll take a break. Luke and I will go down a little memory lane, some classic Badger Spartan games. We'll bring back some of those memories for you in about 3 minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS Hisoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or Hisoy soybean seed today. At Harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and Hisoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Your friends, Camp Randall, grilling, crisp fall air, the sound of the marching band. Does it get any better? Turns out it does. Fill your grill with our new perfectly peppered and spiced just right jalapeno white cheddar natural casing uncured wieners. Your tailgates will never be the same. Want in on the action? Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets and a hotel stay for the Wisconsin-Iowa game on November 9th. Visit Facebook.com/Shermake for more information. Shermake sure makes the difference.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around you. Whether choosing between assisted living or memory care or staying short-term for rehabilitation services after a hospital stay, you will find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it in a variety of lifestyle accommodations that are tailored to meet your needs. Oak Park Place, with locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, also a location in Baraboo with independent living. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more.
Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
Public school educators are teaming up to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin students. I'm Ann Harswick, a kindergarten teacher at Doty Elementary in Green Bay. Join the Badgers and the Wisconsin Education Association Council in thanking educators by nominating a dedicated school professional in your community for an Outstanding Educator Award. Go to weac.org to nominate a public school teacher or support professional. WEAC. We teach, we inspire.
Great Dane Pub, Great Dane Pub, he said. The Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, best late night menu in Madison. It's your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor of the Badger Radio Network. We are at the Great Dane Hilldale. By the way, we will be here live most of the season for the Greg Gard shows, which begin pretty soon, actually, in a few weeks. Most of those shows we will have up and running here live at the Great Dane Hilldale, so we'll look forward to that. They actually have their red-white scrimmage coming up on Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center, and before you know, the games will begin for Coach Gard and the Wisconsin basketball program. I was mentioning, Mike, going into break, there are some classic Wisconsin-Michigan State games. At the top of the list, I think, at least from the Badger perspective, would be the 2011 Big Ten Championship game. They had two classics in that game. One ended well for Sparty. The bigger one ended well for Wisconsin. To me, and there have been a lot of great games, if I'm asked to pick one just for pure ebb and flow and for the stakes, that one is at the top, that first Big Ten championship game, the 42-39 win.
I'm with you on that. And there was the freshness to it all because it was the inaugural game. Think about the two quarterbacks, how they've done for themselves in the National Football League, Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson.
A little different.
How much have they earned since leaving school?
A lot of money.
But you're right. Amazing momentum changes. Both teams showing resiliency, and just the way it ended, too, with the roughing the punter penalty, erasing a long punt return, a lot of drama.
Yeah, it really was. And the fourth down pass, one of the maybe as famous a pass as we have seen, at least in a generation. I guess I can't speak to having seen Vander Kellen or Richter or others in the past, but the fourth down Russell Wilson to Jeff Duckworth throw, they don't make that connection, they probably don't win the game. Michigan State may or may not have run out the clock, but it would have been in a great, great position to do so.
Really encapsulated the strengths of a Russell Wilson, just extending a play, and then the soft toss. He might be as good a long thrower as there is in the game today. And of all people, Jeff Duckworth, who had to take over that series for an injured Nick Toon, mm-hmm. and then went up and caught the jump ball right. between two safeties for Michigan State, gave the Badgers a first down in the seven. Monty Ball wound up scoring, and then they converted a two-point conversion.
Yep.
Wilson to Pedersen, and got a little break on that punt.
Yeah, Jacob
Michigan
Pedersen.
State fans, by the way, are still upset about that penalty on the roughing the punter.
Yeah,
you know, that Brad Nortman.
It was one of those that, truth be told, if you're an official, you're probably like, I guess I got to throw this. There was, Brad sold it very well.
He did.
And there was contact, and it was a running into and game over, and it was I guess in some, if you're a neutral observer, anticlimactic ending to that, but it was just an unbelievable game. And then the other game, I think I'll start with Barry Alvarez about it last night, the one that you can't forget. You were there, the other side of the world, in Tokyo for the game that put Wisconsin into the Rose Bowl, first ever Rose Bowl winning team for Badger football. But to go to Tokyo and go through the preparations that they went through, when you sleep and how you handle yourself in a long flight, they were the prepared team.
The night. Biggest anxiety was just handling the jet lag. Both teams flew on the same plane. Michigan State was coming off a loss. The Badgers were coming off a bye. And Barry kind of knew that they probably wouldn't have their heart in that long
Perlers
travel.
Perlers pretty much said
yeah,
so.
Yeah, he said so at a public event where this game doesn't mean a bleep to me. And the players knew it and were aware of it.
Yeah.
And they had a big second quarter, and they went off to the Rose Bowl. But, yeah, it's something that you'll never forget. The other game that stands out for me was Michigan State here in 99. Ron mm-hmm. Dane had just been declared one of the biggest disappointments in college football
Sports
by Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
And Nick Saban brought in the number one rush defense in the country.
About 40 yards a game.
The first three carries for Danny had almost 100 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game where Jamar Fletcher had
Plaxico Burress.
He asked to guard or check or cover Plaxico Burress on Monday, and Barry came up with a classic line on that about cashing checks.
We had fun talking about that last night. Yeah, Jamar Fletcher, who he had a little, to me, he's one of the great players ever
no doubt.
In Wisconsin. He's got to be in a conversation at least. But yeah, your mouth right in check, your fanny better cash it. And as we visited last night, he did. But you talk about a big stage performer too now. I mean, there are big numbers, and there are big numbers when the lights are the brightest. And Jamar Fletcher, ask Drew Brees about that, ask Cade McNown about that, ask Plaxico Burress about that.
That game still resonates with me because of the big time players that really contributed and impact the outcome.
Yeah, it was a dominant performance at 99 game against Michigan State, part of that dominant run the Badgers had and en route to another Big Ten and Rose Bowl title. We'll take a break. We'll take a quick look around the league as we continue on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chris knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerick Buick GMC part of my game plan.
More Buick GMC buyers choose Zimmerick Buick GMC than any other dealer in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerick Buick GMC East and West.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs. The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Culver's Restaurants and the Wisconsin Badgers are calling all families. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant today and register for your chance to become the Badger VIP family at an upcoming UW football game. For select games between now and October 12th, one lucky family will win a Badger VIP experience that includes tickets to the game, pregame sideline access, a Badgers and Culver's gift pack, and a chance to compete in the Culver's Pass for Cash on field at halftime. Culver's, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
Quick look around the Big Ten. A couple of the night games catch my eye. Penn State going into Kinnick Stadium to take on Iowa. Nittany Lions 5-0. Hawks took their first loss at Michigan last week. And then Nebraska at Minnesota. Be curious to see, A, how Iowa snaps back. They just couldn't get much going at all against Michigan. And then Penn State taking its act on the road. It's looked awfully good here so far.
Really a bounce back game for both the Cornhuskers because of injuries. How did they come back off of starting quarterbacks? Martinez going to play against Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't know.
If not, then, I mean, that was a huge win for them over Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
The bounce back will be, can you win without your number one quarterback? And then for the Hawkeyes, physically, you wonder where they are after banging around for a few 3 hours with Michigan. Penn State's been the team that's been under the, believe it or not, Penn State under the radar. It's hard to out of my mouth and say that, but true, right? Not many people know much about the personnel this year. How many could tell you that Sean Clifford's a quarterback?
Right. No, the thing in Trace McSorley's not there anymore.
Yeah,
but all the preseason love that Michigan got and then all that Ohio State always gets. Yeah, Penn State was kind of the oh-by-the-way team, as was Michigan State, for that matter. But Minnesota just it keeps winning. It doesn't always look the prettiest. Took care of its business last week in its last game against Illinois. But that'll be interesting to see. Can they protect the home turf? How good is Nebraska, really? I'm not sure yet.
Nobody does. The back end of that Gopher schedule is really challenging. And the one thing they have done is they proved that they could win some tight ball games early on. I mean, they were trailing in about three straight games in the fourth quarter, and they found ways to win and manufactured victories, and that's important.
Yeah, and I think that the road win at Fresno State is undervalued by some.
Big time, yeah.
Because that's a good program. And you go on a road and win, that's impressive. Michigan plays at Illinois. You might want to check that out because Illinois is next on the Wisconsin schedule, the 11 a.m. game down in Chambin. I don't know if Brandon Peters is playing or not, the Michigan transfer. I know he's banged up.
We're at a point in the season where injuries start cropping up for everybody.
Right.
And you try to stay healthy, it's almost impossible to do. And it's just a matter of the key performer. Can you keep that key performer, whomever that might be for you, whether it be on defense or offense, can you get as much out of them as you possibly can?
You know, both of these teams Saturday at Camp Randall have an ability to get some big hits in the passing game. But when you think Badgers and Spartans, you certainly saw that 7 or 8 years ago in the Big Ten title game. They've had wildly entertaining games, but there is kind of a throwback feel.
Oh,
too,
no right? doubt about it. And you've probably been reading about it, too. Michigan State's defense is upset.
Yeah, yes, they are, which is not always a good thing. Our coverage starts at 12:30, kick at 2:30, Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans. Badger Prime, Mike Heller, Jesse Temple coming up in mere minutes on some of these stations. Otherwise, we'll talk to you Saturday on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Make Boucher.com your car shopping destination. Boucher.com allows you to search for your next vehicle however you choose. Search by make, model, body, style, price, color, engine type, or more. At Boucher.com, you'll find a selection of more than 8,000 vehicles waiting for you. more than any other dealership group in the entire state of Wisconsin. And if shopping online just isn't for you, swing by your nearest Boucher location. They'd love to have you. Visit Boucher.com today.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville. Since 1945, they've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the big red machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
Again, we'll get rolling at 12:30 on Saturday. Kickoff set for 2:30 at Camp Randall for the Badgers and Michigan State. Stay with us on some of these network stations, Badger Prime, with Mike Keller and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. Coming up on some of these stations next on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Thanks for listening.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This has been the Paul Crist Radio Show, brought to you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.